beginning our morning with a practice, training. This is a very strong theme that typifies the Buddha's teaching, is the emphasis on training, on practice, on learning, study, and they're taking the precept last night that that the word that we translate as precept in English is in the Pali sikha pada, so you say panatipata where means sikha pada samadhi. I mean sikha pada is we translate as precept, and literally what it means is sort of the basis of training, foundation of training, study. Sikha. Pada is foot, so foundation basis. Sikha is study, practice, training. So that when we think of a precept from a Buddhist perspective, it's something that gives you a foundation for one's training. So that taking, in particular with precepts, one's taking actions of body and speech, and using that as a foundation for one's training. Ajahn Chah used to emphasize over and over again that the function of the precepts was having a container that allowed us to understand intention or volition within the mind. So that we're using external conduct as a means of recognizing the impulses, intentions, volitions within our mind. We can understand our own mind better when we recognize where our actions and speech are coming from. So that similarly, when the Buddha teaches mindfulness of breathing, the whole the discourse begins with just a quick recollection of as the breath, knowing a long in-breath as a long in-breath, knowing a long out-breath as a long out-breath, knowing a short in-breath as a short in-breath, knowing a short out-breath as a short out-breath. And then the Buddha continues to go on after that with quite detailed instruction on the aspects of mindfulness of breathing, using the body, feeling, mind, and object of mind as a basis for training. It's the same word, sikkhati, sikha, to train, to study. So that breathing in, one recognizes the nature of the body, the bodily experience. Breathing out, one's attentive to the bodily experience. And one trains oneself. Breathing in, calming the body, breathing out, calming the body. And these are aspects of our experience that we can train ourselves in. We can be attentive to the sensation of the body, and the body is a perfect anchor for mindfulness and attention. So the grounding awareness in the body, paying attention to your posture, using the posture, your bodily presence in the posture as a means for raising up awareness, raising up mindfulness, really being attentive to the breath as it comes in, breath as it goes out. There's no, say, one right, correct, absolutely perfect way or point of attention. It's just, where does it feel, where does the breath feel most comfortable? Where does the breath feel most interesting? And to pay attention to that. Start to allow attention to move into the sensation of the breath. And to inhabit the sensation, to be present. The using the bodily experience for a basis of mindfulness awareness, using the bodily experience for the establishing that quality of Buddha, or Buddho, the one who knows, the awakened one, the bright being. And doing that with each in-breath, each out-breath, taking that that opportunity to allow awareness and mindfulness to come forward within the mind. Because what happens so often is we meditate, it's easy for the mind to start to drift. When either drifts or one sinks, and so that to be lifting up the attention, lifting up the awareness, to be present with each in-breath and each out-breath. And so saying this, using the body as a basis, and the body at least is always in the present moment. You can always return to the body. When you return to the body, you'll find yourself, okay, here I am in the present moment. I'm back. On a certain level, it feels this is your home base. Once once a month at Anubhayagiri, we go down to the city, which is San Francisco, Berkeley, and saw a car with a bumper sticker, wonderful. Kind of Bay Area bumper sticker. I was in the back. If I lived in my body, I'd be home by now. And that's a good reminder. This is our home. And as long as one is not inhabiting that bodily experience, one's off somewhere else. So that familiarizing oneself with those simple quality of the breath, simple quality of the body sensation, and using it as a means of settling, of calming. As the breath comes in, really, really pay attention to how one can relax and spread that quality of relaxation, but alertness through the mind, through the body. Breathing out, allowing that alertness and relaxation to spread through the body, and going out around one with the out breath. Having the quality of knowing clearly, awareness as the basis. You're breathing in, you're staying with that quality of knowing. Breathing out, allowing that knowing, that awareness, to establish itself. It's the natural capability of the mind, but it has to be nurtured, it has to be looked after, it has to be supported, it has to be given the opportunity to develop a continuity. Breathing in, you're staying with the knowing. Breathing out, staying with the knowing, that fundamental quality of awareness is what the Buddha calls the And it's what it leads in one direction only, and that is to ending of suffering, the ending of ignorance. So this quality of mindfulness, the quality of awareness, is the key to all other spiritual well-being. And it's not something that one puts off into the distant future or that has after waiting for some mystical experience to come. It's just learning how to attend to that quality of knowing, learning how to make much of it, learning how to rely on the knowing, so that we can take this opportunity to develop our mindfulness of breathing, our meditation practice, and actually, whatever meditation practice you are familiar with or comfortable with, the actual methodology doesn't matter so much. What matters is that attentiveness, and dedication to awareness.